And so this week, just for kicks and giggles, Sammy's going to come here today. We're going to start a sermon series here in a couple weeks, but with the Praise Sunday next Sunday, and then we have the Persecuted Church Sunday the week after that, there's going to be a two-week break. And so I thought, you know, this would be a perfect week for Sammy to show up. We don't want to start a series and you break it in the middle and stuff like that, and so we're going to wait for that. So bear with me today. You're not going to need your Bibles. This is really primarily for the kids, but I do know that adults love it as well. And so this is just going to be a story Sunday, okay? Kind of a Bible hour Sunday, but I hope you like it. I got to go find Sammy here, so bear with me for just a minute as Sammy gets ready. And this is always fun when you're in a smaller church where you don't really have a changing room where you can go get him. And actually, we do have a changing room, but it's become a storage room, and so you have to forgive him because I'd get lost in there. It's really bad. And Kalina didn't want me in her Sunday school room because I didn't take a shower last night. She thought the smell would carry over. Okay, Sammy's getting ready here. Y'all are laughing at me. That's all right. Okay. Chase the hole, the rabbit goes around the root. I don't know, how does that not work? Okay, I'm a little nervous. Okay, nobody wants to see it. There we go. Well, good morning! Pastor Bear told me there'd be a lot of people here today. It is awesome to see you guys. My name is Sammy, and I'm from Galilee. I'm a little boy that lives there, and I've got a great story to tell you today. Something really awesome. If you want to, you can read it. It's in your Bibles in Matthew chapter 14, but just listen today because I'm nervous. But if you get in reading, then I'll want to read with you and I'll sit beside you and then that'll stop my story. So please just wait until you get home. But it's in Matthew 14 is where the story is found. And there's a lot in there that's not told. And so I got to fill in the gaps, right? Because sometimes they kind of miss some things and I want to kind of help you. My name's Sammy, like I said, and I'm like Pastor Bear, I like to fish. And it began one night, really. I mean, the story of Matthew, they kind of missed some things because really it started the night before when I went fishing. I like to fish and I caught this really big fish. I caught two of them. They were really big. And I was so excited with those fish and I took them home and my mom, she cooked them up and she said, can we have them for supper? And I said, no, I'm going to share them with Benji because my friend Benji, he's a really nice guy. He lives down the road and he has a brother named Abinadab. We don't like him too much, but they're okay. I like Benji a lot and Benji was going to be impressed with my big fish. It was going to be awesome to show him those. And so mom, she likes me, I guess, most of the time. And she cooked them for me. And then she let me put them in and put them up in kind of, we wrap them up in this oil cloth there. And I kept it. You kind of keep it on the ground because it's cooler on the ground. You don't like fish that's hot. That's yucky. But that's okay. That's another story. And so the next day, that was a bad story too. But the next day, I got up in the morning and I was going to go see Benji. And we were going to have a lunch together. I was going to share my two big fish. And I come out the door and I saw people walking around. Now you got to understand, we live in a desolate place. You know what desolate means? Desolate means there's not much going on around there, right? You don't have anything happening. You guys say there's not a stoplight in your county. We didn't even know what a stoplight was. There's nothing there, okay? Pastor Bear, he grew up in a little town called Plano, Iowa, which is about 100 people. And the only place, he said that when he was growing up, the only place he could buy anything to eat in town was at a post office. And they had candy bars and pop, and his mom wouldn't let him buy it. He wanted to, but she said no. Well, that's kind of what we were like, except I don't know what a post office is. But that's okay, because there was nothing there anyway. There was nothing there. And so I walk out the door, and there's people coming along. And I said, what are you guys doing? Where's everyone going? And somebody told me, he said, well, we heard this man is coming today. There's this man that we've heard about, and I'd heard about this man. His name was Jesus, and he was a really cool guy, and he was coming to our area. Why would you come to our area? I don't know, because there's nothing there. But he came. Now, I think in Matthew 14, it says something about him coming to pray and getting away from crowds. Well, we sure fooled him. We showed him a crowd, let me tell you. And so we all got together and we followed this Jesus and we got up to him and there he was. And he began teaching us. And he was really interesting. It was really, really good. And he began teaching lots of things. And then he began healing people. Now, healing services, those are exciting. You ever been to one? Okay, never mind. All right. But that's okay. Jesus had one, and it was awesome. And he began healing people. I felt really bad because, you know, we have school in our area. We're not that desolate. We have school, right? And it was the weekend, and school was getting ready to kick back in. And one of my friends was excited because he was sick and he couldn't go to school. And then his mom took him by his ear to Jesus, and he got better, and now he had to go to school. I kind of laughed a little bit, but that's kind of fun. That's what Jesus was doing. He was healing the sick and making them better and taking their broken bones and mending them. And if they were really, really sick, he was making them better too. And it was awesome. I'd never seen anything like that. I'm just a little boy. I'd never seen that before. And I thought, man, who is this guy that he can do that? I'd never seen that before. And this man, Jesus, he was healing people. And that was awesome for me to see. But that's not the best part of the story. The best part of the story kind of happened as the day goes on and people are listening to him talk and he's teaching and he's awesome to listen to. And boy, you could just tell he loved people. And I was getting hungry because I'm a boy. Boys are always hungry, right? And I had my lunch with me and I look around and there's a lot of people there. I mean, there was a lot of people. And in fact, if you read your Bible, it says there was 5,000 men. Well, there was a lot of boys, a lot of little girls, and a lot of their mamas on top of that, right? And so there was like 15, 20,000 people. This is like a Nebraska football game. There were some people there. It was exciting. But nobody had their lunch except for me, because I'm smart. Let it be known. I'm a smart boy. So I sat down on my little rock. I found a rock there and I sat down and I was pulling out my lunch and I look up and I see one of the disciples was leaning over and talking to Jesus, but he was looking at my lunch. Pull my lunch out. He's still looking at me, making me nervous. The problem was is that over here there were some adults looking at me because they had some little kids and I felt bad for them, but it was my fish. I don't want to give them my fish. And I look back over and there's Jesus and there's the disciples and I'm listening to what they're saying. And one of them, his name was Philip, and he said, we need to send him to town to buy something. But there's nothing there. There's nothing at all. And Jesus said, well, go get them whatever they need to get. Just go do it. And then I'll, you know, Philip, it just kind of hits him like, wait a minute. It would take 200 denarii to feed these people. Now, I know you guys don't have denarii anymore. Someday you'll get right with God, maybe. But that's okay. A denarii was a full day's wages. And so it would take 200 days of me working to feed those people. Now, that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money. 200 days wages to feed all those people. Well, I didn't have 200 days wages. I had two big fish. I forgot. They're big, big fish. I had two big fish. And then my mom, I missed this part because my mom, she can bake. Oh, yeah. I was telling about how good she does. And I know there's some people here. I've heard about some of you. I've heard of you, Miss Leona. You can bake. That must have been her in the back. Okay. You can bake. Yeah. Well, my mama, she can bake bread. And she made me 5 special rolls, and I counted them because I wanted to make sure it was enough for me because I'm a growing boy. She made 5 for me, and I had 5 in my little lunch. And so I'm sitting over here on my little rock, and I'm sitting down, and I'm turned away because the disciples making me nervous. And then I get to thinking, wait a minute, Jesus doesn't have anything either. Maybe I could share one of my fish. Or maybe Jesus is tired. Maybe he could use the whole thing. And I knew I could go home that night and get something because my mom was there. And it was a desolate place. There wasn't anything there for Jesus. So I packed up my lunch and I kind of turned a little bit and shuffled over to Andrew. And when a little boy gives up his lunch, it's an emotional time for him. It was really hard. But I gave him my lunch and then I stood there and Andrew kind of guided me up there and there's Jesus. And Andrew said to Jesus, he said, Jesus, we have this little boy here, this little boy, son, what's your name? And I said, well, I'm Sammy. Well, Sammy has his lunch here and Jesus, here's a lunch for you. And Jesus, he took my lunch and he opened it up and I knew he saw my two fish. And I said, yeah, I went fishing yesterday and I caught some really, really, okay, they really weren't that big. Couldn't lie to Jesus. And he could look at it and he knew they weren't that big. But I had two fish. That's a good fisherman, right? Two fish. I had two fish. And Jesus, he said, thank you. And then he turned to his disciples. He said, have everybody sit down in groups of 50. And I thought, man, I give a gift and now I got to do math. Why? So they sat down in groups of 50. He had them sit down. And there's a lot of groups when you got that many people. And I couldn't count that hot fast. And I was nervous about what Jesus was going to do. And I didn't know. And I'm just standing there. And he pulls up one of my pieces of bread. And he begins to break it. And he has a disciple come over with a basket. And he begins to crumble it up and the basket. And you know how sometimes when you have guests come over, you kind of fluff the food to make it a little bit more, right? Like the potatoes, you had just a little bit more milk to it. And it makes them puffier, right? We had scrambled eggs yesterday with some friends. And scrambled eggs, you can add milk to scrambled eggs. And they'll do the same thing. They'll just kind of fluff up, right? And so three eggs can look like five eggs. And that must have been what Jesus was doing, although I don't know how, because that one piece of bread, that filled up half a basket. And I was pretty impressed with that. And so then he reached in, he grabbed up the second one, and he crumbled it up, and he filled up the other half of the basket. Like, wow, I knew my mom could make bread, but that's awesome. And he sends that basket on. So then he reaches down in, and he pulls up one of my fish, one of my little fish. And he begins to break it into chunks too. And fish don't fluff. But these did. Maybe they were puffer fish. I don't know. But they fluffed up and he got a full basket out of one of my fish. And they began passing these baskets around. I'm watching the disciples pass the baskets around. And I turn back and Jesus got my third piece of bread. And he got a full basket out of that thing. And then he grabbed two more pieces, my last two loaves, and he filled up two more baskets. And then he grabbed my last fish. And he fluffed that one up really good. It must have been bigger. He got like a basket and a half, right? And so now I'm watching disciples and okay, now what? There's going to be some unhappy people if you're sitting in the back, right? This isn't going to be good. And I'm still hungry. And I'm watching the disciples and I see something in the corner of my eye and I turn and Jesus has another piece of bread. Now, I'm only eight, but I know how to count. One, two. Okay, he had two in the first, and he had another one, and then he did. And no, there shouldn't be another one. Maybe I miscounted, but food's important to me. I don't think I miscounted. Well, maybe I did. Okay, and so he fills a whole basket, and I'm watching it go, and then he reaches in, and he pulls out another fish. Now, a fisherman never exaggerates, okay? But he never refuses to tell the truth. And you know when he catches two fish, he's not going to forget a third. And I'm telling you, I know I did not forget a third. And Jesus had three. Where did it come from? And I watched. And I peek over his shoulder. And there's still fish in there. And there's still bread in there. And I know one basket. Okay, I'm confused. Wait. And I watch him and he's pulling more fish out. Then more fish out. And I'm watching as the baskets go around. And pretty soon all the disciples have baskets and they're going to the people. And they're saying, hey, you want more? This is smoked fish. You want more? And they're offering baskets. And everyone's like, no, we're full. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're just small fish. And everyone's like, no, we're full. Like, whoa. And all the disciples, all 12 of them, had baskets. And I got to eat. Whoa, did I get to eat? It was awesome. My two fish, my five pieces of bread. Jesus took them and he did a miracle right in front of me. And I had never, ever seen anything like that before. And I was part of it. Just by giving Jesus something little, he made something big out of it. That was awesome. That's a big word for a little boy from Galilee to use. Awesome. Took me a while to lose my accent on that one. That's okay. I saw Jesus do this, and I thought, what kind of person is this? What kind of person can do this? Everybody went home. They went home full. I went home full. I got the leftovers and I took them home. I didn't know what I was going to do with them. There's 12 baskets. What do you do with 12 baskets of fish when you're just a little boy? You eat at 9 and at 9:30, 10, 10:25 because I was hungry. But I couldn't eat all that. I tried. But I, you know, that night I was laying there in bed and yeah, my tummy was full and I was content and it was awesome. And then, oh man, then a storm came up like you wouldn't believe. It was a bad night for a storm. It was a really big one, a really loud one. And I'm the man of the house. So I went checking my mom, make sure she wasn't scared, because that's what men do. And I went in, I kind of held her hand and I had a curl up next to her or something because I think she was scared a little bit. She was shaking. Now, she was shaking with a smile on her face. No, I'm sure she was scared. And so I just went in just to reassure her that I've got this under control, right? And so I'm laying there next to my mom, and she's still shaking a little bit. So I know she's still nervous. And then it's just the storm stops right in the middle of the night. It was violent, and it was loud, and then boom, it's gone. Like, whoa, I'd never seen that before. And I go outside and there's no clouds in the sky. What just happened? I didn't know. Well, the next morning I get up and I go running. I'm trying to find Benji and Abinadab and I go looking for him and I find Benji. He said, Benji, guess what happened yesterday? And Benji said, well, I don't know what happened to you. Where were you yesterday? Well, I was over there. There was this man, Jesus. Benji, yeah, I know. I was there with Jesus. And I had some great food yesterday. Sammy, where were you? I said, Benji, that was my lunch. I caught 2 fish, and that was my lunch. And Benji's like, whoa, those must have been huge fish. Oh, they were. Yeah. Yeah, they were big. They were very big. Jesus, he kind of had to perform a miracle on my mom's bread, but the fish were big, let me tell you. Benji got to see that too. I didn't even know he was around. And Benji got to see that too. I said, wasn't that cool? And he said, yeah, that was awesome. And then Benji said, hey, did you hear what happened last night? He said, no, last night I was kind of helping my mom. She was a little nervous last night in that storm. And I was kind of helping her reassure her a little bit. Benji's like, well, the storm, that was the awesome part. And I said, awesome? That was a bad storm. He said, well, here's what happened. See, I was down at the docks this morning, and the fishermen, they were talking about this. You see, Jesus, when everybody left last night, he sent his disciples across the sea. And I said, whoa, across the sea? That must have been really bad in the storm last night, because our sea is really, really violent. You got to understand, that little Sea of Galilee, that is a very violent sea when it gets storms on. And Jesus said, yeah, and the disciples, they were going across there, and the wind came up, and the waves came up, and the lightning, and all that stuff, and they were terrified. They thought they were going to sink. I said, yeah, no kidding. I bet. Well, then Jesus said, what? He said, you know what happened? As they were there in the boat, they looked up, and they saw something coming across the water. And I said, walking across the water? Yeah, they were walking across the water. There was something walking across the water. And I said, well, what was it? Jesus said, well, they thought it was a ghost. A ghost? There are no such thing as ghosts. Why do grown men think of ghosts? I don't know. Apparently they thought it was a ghost. I thought these guys were over that. Probably believe in Santa Claus. It's okay. Ghost. They thought it was a ghost. And then that ghost cried out. Says, don't be afraid. It's me. And it was Jesus. That same Jesus that healed people, that taught people, that stretched my fish into huge proportions and the bread and all that stuff. And that same Jesus walking on the water that very night. And Peter, he's kind of the loud one. He's a little gruff and rough and tough and all those other things. And Peter said, Jesus, if it's you, let me come to you. And Jesus called out, come. So Peter got out of the boat. And I turned to Peter, whoa, Peter? Peter got out of the boat? Peter's a big guy. He probably floats, but I can't imagine him walking. Yeah, Peter got out of the boat. And so Peter began walking toward Jesus. And then Benji told me, he said, Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, and he began to sink. And then he cried out to Jesus, Jesus, save me, Lord, save me. And Jesus reached down with his hand and grabbed the hold of Peter, pulled him up, and took Peter with him back to the boat. And as soon as they got in the boat, the storm stopped. Oh, Benji, yeah, I remember that. It was early in the morning, and just boom, the storm was gone. I remember that. That's what happened. Said, yeah, that's what happened. Jesus stopped the storm. And I stood there and I said, Benji, what kind of man is this? He can heal people. He can teach like nobody I've ever heard. He can do miracles. He can walk on water and he can make the storm stop. What kind of man is he? Who is this man? And Benji said, well, that's the great part, because the disciples, right at the end of that, they said, surely this is the Son of God. Now, I don't know what you guys think, but as a little boy, I've been taught ever since I was small that someday the Messiah was going to come. Someday God's Son was going to come, and apparently he was there. I got to see the Son of God. And I know that you weren't there, so this doesn't mean anything to you, but let me tell you, as a firsthand witness, this was exciting for us. See, Jesus was a person, yes. He was a man, but he was the Son of God. And I don't know what's going on in your life today. I don't know. I'm just a little boy, and all I think about is food at 10 o'clock and 10:15. But from that point on, I thought about Jesus. What can this Jesus do for me? And as I grew up, that Jesus, that same Jesus, I was listening to what others were saying. That same Jesus, he ended up dying on the cross for me. Little Sammy. And he's there on the cross, he's saying, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. That's me, little Sammy. The same Jesus who has the power to heal, who has the power to break bread and stretch it and fish and walk on water and stop the storms, that same Jesus has power to forgive me for my sins. And I know I'm not a good speaker or anything, but I got to ask you, have you ever done that? Have you ever believed in that Jesus? Because he's an amazing dude. That's a weird word for me to say from Hebrew, dude. I'm not used to that. But Jesus is real and he's still living today. And I had to decide what to do with that Jesus. I had to think about it. I had to process through it. And I was there and I saw it. And so it was easy for me. And it's probably not as easy for you, because you didn't see what I saw. But let me tell you, what the Bible has written down is true. That Jesus is real. That Jesus is real. And if you've never given your life to that Jesus, today would be a good day to do that. I'm just a little boy again. And you guys are a bunch of adults. You may not want to listen to me. That's fine. But let me tell you, Jesus can do everything he says he can do. And he can do some things he's never even said he can do. Because that's amazing. And that's my Jesus. And I hope that's your Jesus. The ladies are going to come forward here, and I'm going to go back and get Pastor Bear, and they're going to sing a song. But if you want that to be your Jesus today, then you come on up too. And I know Pastor Bear will talk to you, and you can make that Jesus your Jesus. Thank you for letting me tell this story. I appreciate being here. And I'll see you guys next time. Sometime I'll be back, okay? I hope that's a good thing. Just a little boy. Thank you. Have a good week.